Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Yeah. Life is a balance. You lose your grip, you could slip into an abyss. No doubt, you see these tripping. Ego in charge of every move, he's a star. And we can't look away due to the days that he caught our hearts. He's falling apart, but we deny it. Justifying a half he dropped, we always buy it. When he tell us he a genius, but it's clearer lately. It's been hard for him to look into the mirror lately. There was a time when this nigga was my hero, maybe. That's the reason why his fall from grace is hard to take. Cause I believed him when he said his was pure, ain't he? The type of nigga swear he real, but all around us fake. The women, the riders, you know the yes men. Nobody with the to say something to contest them. So he grows out of control until the person that he truly was all along is starting to show. Damn, wonder what happened. Maybe it's my fault for idolizing based off the words they be rapping. When come to find out, these don't even write. They hear some new style bubbling up, then they bite. That's what I get for lying to myself. But fuck it, what's more important is he's crying out for help. While the world's egging him on, I'm begging him to stop it. Playing his old, knowing he won't top it. False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Yeah, false. I got a homie, he a rapper and he wanna win bad. He want the fame, the acclaim, the respect that's been had by all the legends. So every time I see him, he's stressing. Talking about don't f*** with him, it's depressing. And I know he's so bitter, he can't see his own blessings. Got you too blind to see you got fans and a platform to make a classic rap song to change life. But you too anxious living life, always worry about the critics who ain't never fucking did it. I write what's in my heart, don't give a fuck who fucking with it. But in a sense, I can relate. The need to be great turns into an obsession and keeps a nigga up late writing words, hoping people observe the dedication that stirs in you constantly. But intentions get blurred. Do I do it for the love of the music, or is there more to me? Do I want these to worship me? False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Yeah, false prophets. These rappers insecure. They talk about being a man so much I finally understand that they ain't even sure about who they are and why they do this. Guess I'm included in that category. Yes, and know who done had the glory. My highest moments come from telling all the saddest stories I've seen in my life. I be fiending to write songs that raise a hair on my arms. My lowest moments came from trying too hard to impress some niggas that couldn't care if I'm on. Therefore, from here on out, my hair grow out. I care nothing about opinions. I wanna give hope like the fountains you throw pennies in. Hit the store, take your disc, make your wish. This is dedicated to the ones that listen to me on some faithful shit. I'm on some thankful shit. But the real God is in you, not the music you copping. I hear my old shit and know I can top it. False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this.
Used to be called a bunch of things before it takes. I want you to stay forever, no matter what it takes. I want you to stay forever, no matter what it takes. I want you to stay forever, no matter what it takes. I want you to stay forever. And now I'm standing here, giving you all I have. All I have. I never thought I'd be the one to say I need you in my life so bad. I'm so bad. No matter what it takes, I want you to stay forever. No matter what it takes, I want you to stay.
Listening to Two Turn on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Omer. The song you're just listening to was Forget It by Getter, and the song you will hear after that is going to be Second Path by Moonchi. Once again, you're listening to Two Turn on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Omer.
Broken, or when you're slowly breaking down, and when you're sorry, said I'm sorry. can just move over now. You never came around, never came around, never came around. You can just forget it now. You never came around, never came around, never came around.
That's all I'm feeding you.
I'm your DJ Omer, and this was my show for Two Turnt on Youth Radio Raw, and I'm signing out.
So glad you could come back. Somebody get the tacos. Somebody spark the blood. Let's start the narcos off at episode one. Bring the gin, got the juice. Bring the sin, got that too. Won't you shut up? No, you're my favorite. Am I warm enough for you? Outside, baby.
There's woman up here for you.
Warm enough for you. Inside me.
I'm sorry, I don't share my life tonight. I'm sorry, I'm not your baby mama. I'm sorry, you got karma coming to you. Collect your soul, get it right.
To me like you say you do, 'cause it's hard enough. You got to treat me like this. Lonely enough to let you treat me like this. Do you really love me or just wanna love me?
Yeah.
The hard part always seems to last forever. Sometimes I forget that we are together. Deep down in my heart, I hope you're doing alright. But from time to time, I often think of why you aren't mine. But I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day you'll get the sense to call me. I'm hoping that you'll say you're missing me the way I'm missing you. So I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you, to tell you that no one else is gonna hold you down the way that I do. Nah, I can't say I'll be alright without you. And I can't say that I haven't tried to, but all your stuff is gonna erase all the pictures from my phone of me and you. Here's what I'll do. I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day you'll get the sense to call me. I'm hoping that you'll say you're missing me the way I'm missing you. So I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you, to tell you that no one else is gonna hold you down the way that I do. I hope you think of all the times we shared. I hope you finally realize I was the only one who cared. It's crazy how this love thing seems unfair. You won't find a love like mine anywhere. But I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day you'll get the sense to call me. I'm hoping that you'll say you're missing me the way I'm missing you. So I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you, to tell you that no one else is gonna hold you down the way that I do. So I'll keep your number, cause I hope one day I'll get the sense to, hoping you're missing me the way I'm missing you. Keep your number safe, cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you, to tell you that I'm finally over you.
¿Para qué me estás llamando?
Dime si es verdad que te trae loca.
¿Y a vos qué te importa?
Ah, sí.
Aún no lo creo en tan poco tiempo y a veces otra boca.
De malas.
Dime, ¿qué? ¿Cuál fue mi error? Yeah. Si mi único delito solo fue amarte. Hoy soy el perdedor.
Te ve nomás.
Y él me ha robado el truco. Pasa para enamorarte.
Y dime, ¿qué?
Time on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Hermes. You were just listening to a song called El Perdedor by Maluma, and the next song you're going to hear is Picture Perfect by Little Sims. Once again, you're listening to Two Turn on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Hermes.
Yo sé que por tu parte no sientes rencores. Y si mañana vuelvas pa' que te enamores. Cuando tomábamos, lo hacíamos, filmábamos y veíamos. Éramos dos locos sin saber pa' dónde íbamos. Pero son cosas del destino. Al pasar el tiempo tú cogiste tu camino.
Claro que tú eres esa alguien mejor.
el pretty boy.
Welcome to Wonderland, Simbi. Trust and your intuition.
What a wizard I am. Give me my mind, I'm scared. Give me your hand, take you to Wonderland. Man, it's really in the plan, but follow your plans as well. Walls high where any arrow cross them and I'll devour you in a second. Better mind how you walk through. Making it out alive is something to hope to. In my life there's wonder and terror and beauty in nature. Independent here on my own, still doing it major. Here you cannot be on the phone, so do me a favor. Oh, wait, slow down. Rabbit holes where it goes down. Do not interrupt the flow now. Look at me, eyes peeled, know you're gonna be healed. I've been down in nitty gritty and stayed in the hills. I've been all over the world now, but never to chill. Been exposed to finding things and Italian meals. What a change. Wonderland is amazing. Ain't it? Been partying for days on the same shit. Never mind who I came with. Man, I never ever wanna leave. Let me stay lit. Let me stay.
Brother, you're quite a dreamer. Be careful.
This could end up being
reality.
What said I am? Bitch, I'm the man. I was scared. Give me your hand. Take you to Wonderland. Man, it's really in the plan. But all your plans is gone. Wonderland is amazing, ain't it?
Hey.
Perfect colors of the images are inverted for a purpose. I say this shit loud and clear for you all, and I know you heard it. I know you're learning ways of this place, and you show your concerns. And I understand how you feel, but fuck how you feel. You can only eat if you hunt, and are you willing to kill? Mercy is never shown, and damn it, it's all I've known. Remember to pay your debts. It's just some Game of Thrones. All I wanna know is right now, was you with it? Come up with me here, there's no life for you in the city. I can show you magic, I swear this shit's so trippy. Only you can have it, let's make a deal quick. What's some real shit? All it takes is for you to hear and to feel this. Whoa, said I am. If I'm the man, I'm scared. Give me your hand, take you to Wonderland. Man, it's really in the plan, but off of your plans is gone. Wonderland is amazing, ain't it? Never ever wanna leave, let me stay in it. I'm in party, in days on the
stage.
Never mind who I came with.
Baila, mami,
gusta.
A ella le gusta.
Mami, con tu body. Este party es un safari. Todos miran cómo bailas. Hoy tú andas con un animal. Mami, con tu body. Este party es un safari. Todos miran cómo bailas. Hoy tú andas. Baila, mami.
Vente conmigo.
Así me gusta.
Solo con.
Vente
conmigo,
así me gusta.
Sola conmigo,
vaya pa me gusta.
Vente conmigo,
así me gusta.
Sola conmigo,
vaya me gusta.
Vente conmigo,
así me gusta.
Sola conmigo.
Todo es el cuerpo que tú tienes me vuelve loco.
Hey, you're listening to Two Turn on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Hermes. Next, we're gonna have a newscast by Jordan, Derek, and Namir. And after that, we are going to have a review by Zarya, followed by commentary by Jenna and a PSA by Winnie. Once again, you're listening to Two Turnt on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Hermes.
This is Jordan Potier of Numera for Youth
Two Turnt Radio for July 22nd. To local news, protesters celebrate a plea made by a local contractor to not submit a bid to build in Trump's Mexican border wall. According to the East Bay Times, the demonstrators blocked traffic and built a mock border wall saying no hate, no wall. People believe that protesters can encourage people around the bay to take action against the border wall.
In world news, an Italian organization is trying to block refugees' attempts to enter the country by intercepting refugees rescued by boat. The far-right group, known as Defend Europe, exemplifies xenophobic and Islamophobic attitudes in Europe. This is made evident from the numerous donations to support their mission. Defend Europe's boat will arrive in Catania on Monday, and the group will put its plans into action.
In sports news, opens up
Kevin Durant is shown in one dope mural. According to Mercury News, The mirror was painted on a wall in Oakland and shows Durant doing a slam dunk while confetti is falling on him. Even Durant appreciates this mural. The mural is the work of Long Beach artist J.C. Rowe.
In business news, on Thursday, American oil giant ExxonMobil was fined $2 million for violating sanctions imposed on Russia by the U.S. government in 2014. According to the New York Times, Rex Tillerson, the current Secretary of State, was the company's chief executive at the time. The Obama administration imposed sanctions because of Russia's abuse of power in Ukraine. Exxon ignored this by working with Igor Sechin, who is the head of Russia's state-run oil company. Although the fine is relatively small, it demonstrates that the U.S. Treasury Department is not afraid to penalize members of the Trump administration for violating the law, particularly with respect to connections with Russia. I'm Namir, and that was Jordan with your two-turn news update on Youth Radio Raw.
Mami, mami, con tu body, este party es un safari. Todos miran cómo bailas, hoy tú andas con un animal. Mami, mami, con tu body, este party es un safari. Todos miran cómo bailas, hoy tú andas, baila pa' mí.
Vente conmigo,
así me gusta.
Sola conmigo,
baila le gusta.
Vente conmigo,
así me gusta.
Sola conmigo,
baila pa' mí.
Vente conmigo,
así me gusta.
Sola conmigo,
baila le gusta.
Vente conmigo,
así me gusta.
Sola conmigo.
Saca la piedra que llevas ahí, ese instinto salvaje que me gusta. Cuando se pone de espalda que empiezo a mirarla, la tela me raga y seguimos aquí.
Oye papi, vamos con mis amigas para el party. Tengo algo por un animal, cuando mi gente está aquí al tsunami. Wavy, así yo que me gusta, you know I like it when tu fresco. Me llamo princesa, voy a coger provecho.
Me gusta, así le gusta, baila pa' me gusta.
Tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.
Pray that the holy water don't go dry. Yeah, yeah. As I look around me, so many, many, many wanna tell me, but enemy gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they found me, and I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and dickies.
I love myself,
but they can do what they want when they play what I don't mind.
I love myself.
He said I gotta get up, like he's
on
the suicide.
I love myself.
One day at a time, sun go shine.
Everybody looking at you. Crazy.
What you
gon'
do?
Lift up your head and keep moving.
Well,
let the paranoia haunt you. Peace to fashion police, I wear my heart on my sleeve, let the runway start. You know the miserable, do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence, everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this,
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and dickies.
I love myself,
but they can do what they want when they want.
The Fosters is a show that was created in June of 2013. This show is about a couple, Stephen Lee and Adam Foster, who have a close family with their adopted twins, Jesus and Mariana, and Steph's biological son, Brandon. When Lena meets Callie, a girl who has been through foster homes and juvie, they eventually bring her and her little brother, Jude, into their family. More recently in the show, there has been more of a focus towards trafficking and how a character in the show has been trying to get out of working for one. This character has been working for this pimp for a while now and eventually ends up in a group home. But in that group home, she meets a girl who can sing and basically tells her that if she goes with her to work for the pimp, he could get a record deal. However, when they are trying to flee from the group home, they get caught by one of the main characters, Callie, and her friend. Callie decides to go in place of the girl that can sing to try and get the other girl out of prostitution. By watching this, you get a sense of what could happen if you were to get caught up in prostitution. Although it worked out in the end, a lot of harm could have been brought to both girls' lives. This is one of my favorite shows because it shows the life of a girl who has been through a lot in her life and doesn't really value her life anymore. She has a lot of problems all the time, and I can't say that I know anyone who faces nearly as many problems as she does. This show gives a sense of someone's life who has been in juvie and gone in and out of foster homes since before they can remember. I highly recommend this show to teens because not only is it entertaining, but it has a lot of life lessons, and it shows you the good and bad outcomes of certain actions. I'm Zaria from Two Turn Radio on Youth Radio Raw. For this review and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
Dreams and realities, peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now. The strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto with big guns and dicky sides.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want whenever they want. I don't mind.
I love myself.
You said I gotta get up. Life is more than suicide.
I love myself.
One day at a time. Sun go shine.
Walk my bare feet. Walk my bare feet. Down, down, valley deep. Down, down, valley deep.
I love myself.
'Cause you to the thizzle dance.
Thizzle dance?
Thizzle dance, I said.
Can I do the thizzle dance?
Can you do the thizzle? First, I do like this. Like this. Put a look on my face like I smell some. Bounce to the beat till it start to hurt. Then I dust all the smirk off me shirt. Dip to the ground as I catch the bass. Then I wipe all the sweat off me face. Hop back up, then I start to slide. Popping my collar as I glide. Then I break the thing down and do the bird. Dust myself off like I just told third. Come on everybody, now's the chance. All them shake is the thizzle dance. This dance, can you do the this dance? This dance, can you do the this dance?
I hope
hope you got you a juice, a thistle, because it's time to pop you a few. Then you gas, break, start the gym, bounce with the core as it's good. Then you open up the cordos, the whole damn car low. Hop out and follow, why you let the car roll? Go ride the whip while you ride the strip. Here's your chance to do your dance on the side of it. While you at it, the passenger and driver's seat. Slur up and jump back inside it. Hanging out the rooftop, do not get ooh-ah by them fool cops. They trying to have you got nothing to that. You and your boys croon big. You want to learn croon, stay tuned to this. Gucci mama freaks, get your man and show them how to do the sizzle dance.
Come from it. It's things that goes on, you just can't stomach. I seen it all happen, but I ain't saying nothing. Peep, 24/7 in the hood is high. If you wanna fall through, get top on the phone. He don't pick up, then it ain't boo. Let you know it ain't good to stop.
That part.
I'm a watch, and we not kosher. His only concern is the bottom line. Like
I hate hearing comments made about how homeless people should find their own jobs instead of begging other people for help. It's not easy to find a job, and it's even harder to get back on your feet from nothing. Of the 643,067 people who are homeless in every given night in America, 25% suffer from mental illness, including schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and depression. 13% are fleeing domestic violence, and 12% are veterans. We all have our own stories. People should rethink whatever judgment they have reserved for homeless people. Nobody is in any place to judge, and nobody deserves to be judged for their suffering. So next time you pass by a homeless person, help them out however you can. Give them your leftovers. Feed them a whole meal. Give them a dollar. I'm Winnie from Two Turn on Youth Radio Raw. For more information, go to www.homelessshelterdirectory.org.
Bankroll. Yeah. All my with me got a blank face. Yeah. On that you with a pay. Make them pull up on your block with them two. Pay me that your face, hey. Moving with the rock and the sellers. You either sell it or you flock to get it. You either on the watch where the clock is ticking. The life of my watch and my bomb that get pinched, I'ma post the bond. No POP, go hold it down. Look, need cash, gotta get you some. If a hater tell you money ain't everything, he don't want you to get none. So we thugging like DMX, bleed.
PMS, point blank, period. Meet me on the ES, I'm fully with the BS, believe that.
And we don't stress, a 38 till it free your chest. And PP on the PO's desk, I'm Jay-Z in a blowout press. Relate me to your blowout's best. Can hate me or remote your death? From HD, causing photo theft. My AC, any freeze, gotta hold your breath. From 8 feet, when I hold this tech, protect me from the local threats. My ID, say my eye don't rest. My IV, qualified T-Rex, society, kept my IQ vexed. Denying me from my Ivy school, applying me to the street I slept. I quietly had the hold this tool, reminding me of the block I rep, the turf I step, the church and the earth I bless. The first, I guess, alert was the murk I chef. It hurts to flirt with perks of a confess, disperse the worst. The first 48 address the search and loss, a verse of the birth I nest. The curse of opposing sense, the good, the flaws, the pain to reverse what's left.
Me no converse with the fake, that part. All my independent, that part. I just want the paper, that part. All my flavor, that part, that part, that part, that part. Hey,
Lamborghini high cream soda with the white card. Solo profit, yeah, solo profit. That's a fortune teller making withdrawals and deposits. Ironic, they wanna know where I've been in, where the fuck I've been hiding in, when the fuck am I dropping that new work that take them to church and turn the universe upside down again. Since you're so smart, I can't get in my groove till we get the cue first.
Thou will not ye, my pool of thought is large enough to port the Red Sea. Father, forgive them, for they know not know who they see. I got all eyes on me, call me 3-Pac.
Solo. Hang on, let me get some. Hang on, hang on.
Made a meal and I spent it in the same day. Got a but not that. Getting money on a vacay. Go-go gadgets in the driveway. Bring me Tony in July 8th. Yeah, I'm killing kitties on a Sunday. How you ballin' in the Hyundai?
Hi. Just let me love you when your heart is tired. Cold hands, red eyes, packed two bags at midnight. They've been there for weeks. You don't know what goodbye means. Just roll up a cigarette. Just forget about this mess. I'm waiting on the sidelines, from the sidelines.
I see those tears in your eyes, and I feel so helpless inside. Oh love, there's no need to hide. Just let me love you when your heart is tired. If your ghost pulls you apart, and if it feels like you're lost to you.
been hearing symphonies before all I heard was silence. A rhapsody for you and me, and every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along. Then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find a key without you. And now your song is on repeat, and I'm dancing on to your heartbeat. And when you're gone, I feel incomplete. So if you want the truth, I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Sunrise, you're spilling like an overflowing sink. me because I was blue. If she touched me, suddenly I was a lilac sky. And you decided purple just wasn't for you. Everything is blue. His pills, his hands, his jeans. And now I'm covered in the colors. Pull apart at the seams. And it's blue.
Hey, you're listening to Two Tone on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ X. The song you were just listening to was Colors by Halsey. And the next song you're going to hear is Mama by Jonas Blue, feat. William Synge.
Every day, okay. I got the keys to the universe, so stay with me. Cause I got the keys, babe.
Don't wanna wake up one day wishing that we'd done more. I wanna live fast and never look back. That's what we're here for. Don't wanna wake up one day wondering where it all go. Cause we'll be home before we know. I wanna hear you sing it. Hey, mama, don't stress your mind.
Us wherever we like, we got our problems, but just for the minute, let's push all our troubles aside, alright, cause we got the keys to the universe inside our minds, yeah, we got the keys, baby.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something.
Hey, you're listening to Turn On Euphoria Raw. I'm your DJ X. Next, we're going to have a review by Noella, followed by a commentary by Mayuri. Once again, you're listening to Turn On Euphoria Raw. I'm your DJ X.
Recently, the Korean boy group EXO released an album called The War. It was digitally released on July 18th. There are three versions available for both the Korean and Chinese albums, A, B, and Private. The private version includes photos taken by the members themselves and commentary about each of the songs. The album contains 9 songs. The music video for the single Cocobot was released on July 18th on YouTube and within 24 hours had 8 million views. Cocobot features lyrics written by Chen, Chanyeol, and Baekhyun. It is an energetic reggae song with their own twist and bass guitar sound. This song talks about how to let your body move as it wants and dance freely on the night before the inevitable war. The Eve is described as an electric pop song. What You Do expresses the honest feelings of love. Forever is a catchy song of eternal love. Diamond is a hip-hop R&B track that speaks of the everlasting worth of a person. Touch It is a song where member Chen, co-worker, co-wrote lyrics that speak of a man's feelings when being touched by a love interest. Chill includes rap lyrics written by Chanyeol and is a dance R&B track. Walk on Memories is a pop R&B song recalling forgotten memories about a loved one. Lastly, Going Crazy was previously revealed on EXO Planet Number 2, The Exclusion. I like this album because EXO showed a different kind of style compared to their other songs by incorporating reggae. In Cocobop, this song goes well with the summer season and is upbeat with a strong yet slow breakdown. I noticed that the members who usually rap have more vocal lines, which shows more of their vocal talent. Controversially, I believe that there were some songs in the album where members didn't have equal or close to equal line distribution. One of the members sung a small fraction of the whole song. I understand it is difficult to include all 9 members in one song, but all of the members deserve to get an equal amount of opportunity to show their talent and skills. I would recommend this album to music lovers who enjoy reggae, R&B, and hip-hop. This album will be a good recommendation for people who are open to new cultures and languages. I'm Noelia for Two Turn Radio on Youth Radio Raw. For this view and more, visit youthradio.org.
What if? What if we lost the minds? What if we let them fall behind and they never found? And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, a truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours. What if we start to drive? What if we close our eyes? Speeding through red lights into paradise. 'Cause we've no time for getting old. More to body, timeless souls. Cross your fingers, here we go.
is yours, tripping on sky, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours. Run away now and forever. My youth is yours. The truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours.
They send me away to find them a fortune, a chest filled with diamonds and gold. The house was awake with shadows and monsters, the hallways they echoed and groaned. I sat alone in bed till the morning, I'm crying, they're coming for me. And I tried to hold.
Moving to a new place is scary because there's a lot of uncertainties, like not knowing if the move was a good idea or a mistake. That's actually how I felt when I moved to Florida. The main reason that so many people move are family problems, job loss, and housing expenses. I moved to Florida because my family wanted to see if they could succeed being business owners. The minute I arrived to Florida, I was terrified because it's a huge change for me, and it wasn't my first time moving out of the state from California. I felt lost and intimidated because it's a whole new different change of scenery that I was accustomed to out there. I didn't know certain places, how people are, and whether it was safe or not. When I was there, I actually liked it due to the tropical vibe and the diversities of cultures that made me feel a part of their community. However, when I was getting to know people, I was shocked to discover that there were Cubans with blue eyes and pale skin. However, people are so nice to one another. The food there is great and different. And very different from California. And also, the prices there are actually very cheap. I felt a lot more comfortable and more like home. People were kind and generous that they were willing to use their free time to help us navigate throughout the city. I felt very safe and not having to worry a lot here because there are people that are willing to help us. And it wasn't dangerous like it was back home. It was the first time I have seen my mom so relaxed and not stressing a lot because back home, my mom will be stressing about maintaining our well-being and providing basic necessity for us. Although, the main problem that affected me was that I actually miss the rest of my family and friends the most. Since I was mainly with them most of my life, moving could not be that bad. Since there could be a purpose of it, and it could be a positive way.
Now you to know that it's our time. You and me bleed the same light. I want you to know that I'm all yours. You and me run the same course. I'm slipping down a chain reaction, and here I go, here I go, here I go, go. And once again I'm yours in fractions. It takes me down, pulls me down, pulls me down low. Honey, it's raining tonight, but storms always have an eye, have an eye. Tell me you're covered tonight, or tell me lies, tell me lies, lies, lies. I want you to know that it's our time. You and me bleed the same light. I want you to know that I'm all yours. You and me, we're the same voice.
Listening to Two Turn on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Ari. Next, we are going to have a roundtable by Victoria. Once again, this is Two Turn on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Ari.
On July 9th, 2017, in Coca-Cola, Florida, five teen boys at the age of 14 and 16 recorded a two-minute video and taunted a drowning man without helping him at all. A few days later, on July 12th, a family member of the victim filed a missing report. 2 days later, the missing body was found in the lake. After that, the family of the victim took the five boys to trial. However, the five boys didn't get convicted of the crime because in Florida, they don't have a law that states you have to help someone who is in distress or in need of help. In this situation, the thing that really strikes me is that the victim of the family didn't get justice from the five boys videotaping and taunting the drowning boy. I believe it's important to try to help people who cannot help themselves. So I think we should sign a petition and make up a law that states that supports these families that are going through things like this. With me, I have Marjorie, 17 years old, Namir, 16, and Zaria, 14, to hear what they have to say about this situation. Let's talk. This question is for everyone. Why do you think the five boys did this?
I don't think that, at least with my current knowledge, I could ever know exactly why they did this, but I think it must speak to some problem in their lives or their situation that they'd make such a poor and unethical choice. I think it's unfortunate, however they must have been raised, that they would make such a terrible choice.
I also agree with Namir, but also it's due to this society, since there's like mainly technology, what people mainly see for like something little, the only thing that their mind is like taking out their cell phone and just put a video or take a picture and just post it in social media. even though it could be like something very dangerous, like death.
I agree with what they were saying. Like, it's more about their the society and how they think it's, I guess, cool to post stuff like that on social media. And their first thought isn't to help someone. It's like, oh, that's funny. I need to, like, record it, put it on social media and stuff so that the whole world can see. But they probably don't think before they, like, do it.
This question is also from everyone. If you were in this situation and your friend was taking the video, what would you do?
I'd like to say that I'd go help the victim. I mean, yeah, that seems like the only answer I can think of.
Honestly, I will, like, snatch their phone and call 911 because a man is dying right there, so, yeah.
I would try to help the person because that's not, like, a good situation at all. If you see someone in that situation, no matter what your friend may be doing, I feel like you should just stop and help the person who's in danger because you never know, like, what if it was you?
This question is for Namir. How do you think this situation might affect their community?
Well, socially, I'd assume that the family and many members of the community would be quite outraged and hopefully try to make legal changes, and that then legally, I'd assume that there would be maybe some changes to the law. Current negligence laws require that for there to be a suit that the victim, the perpetrator in this case, these boys, would have to have some duty towards the victim, like being the primary caretaker or something. So I would think that that family might try to enact a law so that that wouldn't be the only situation which one would have to help, but that one would at least have to ask for help or call 911 if one saw someone else in risk of bodily harm.
This question is for Marjorie. If they made a law about saving distressed or someone who can't be saved, do you think it would pass, and why?
Well, I think it will pass, since mainly if that situation never happened again, they actually need to make a law about it, since those kids were like the witness about that situation and they didn't do anything and just laugh about it and just mainly just record it and post it and didn't think like if it's something really bad. So they should make actually a law about it. And yeah.
This question is for Zaria. What advice would you give to someone who is deciding to act or record?
Some advice I would give to someone who is deciding to act or record. I'd tell them to, like, stop. Like, I would give them probably an example of them if they were in that situation, because I'm pretty sure if you were in that situation and, like, a whole bunch of kids just stopped to record you, didn't even help you, didn't call the police, nothing, like, that wouldn't be, like, a good situation. Like, you would be hurt if somebody did that to you. So it would be bad. So, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. I am Victoria Smith for Two Turnt Radio on Youth Radio Raw. For this discussion and more, visit www.youthradio.org. Together. Thank you.
I saw it coming from miles away. I better speak up if I got something to say. Cause it ain't over until she sings. You had your reasons.